Dale started walking toward the Elvish embassy when a distinct non-Elvish form stepped out from the lee of a large tent in front of him.
Really, you shouldn't be out this time of night, Your Grace. Haven't you heard the night air is bad for your health?
Dale opened his mouth to demand answers when a club hit him in the side of the face, breaking his jaw and dropping him to a knee.
Can't have you ordering us to leave now, can we?
Delirious with pain, Dale still held to his training, regained his stance, and began fighting the men that had suddenly appeared. He whipped his Morning Star around him in tight arcs, blocking weapons and breaking bones. In moments, two attackers were dead, but the remaining men attacked without hesitation, beating Dale until his limbs were broken and he lay on the ground, unable to fight back.
Ew! Had a bit of fight in you, eh?
The first men then grabbed Dale by his ankle and dragged him toward the entrance of the dungeon, while a few other surviving men gathered the dead.
What?
Dale's face bounced against a few rocks.
Hey, what's that, dead man? Why? Well, it just so happens that you pissed off the wrong person. She's gonna wanna waive the tax you put in place, and we get a bit of revenge, you see?
The man stopped and kicked Dale in the side, grinding broken ribs against each other.
15% tax means we have to go into the dungeon almost 10 times more than we should if we want to retire. You die, we get a bit on the side, and no taxes. Win-win-win for us. Not so much for you.
The dragging continued, and Dale had a spark of hope as they approached the clerk checkpoint. The spark turned cold as the clerk stepped forward, grinning.
Any trouble? Anyone see you?